Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This investment is a clear demonstration that tariffs very strongly work, and I hope other things also, but the tariffs are bringing them in at levels that have not been witnessed.
President Donald Trump says his tariffs on global steel imports are why Hyundai Steel is investing $5 billion in a new plant in Louisiana. The subsidiary of the South Korean industrial giant plans to build an electric arc furnace capable of producing almost 3 million tons of steel per year and create 1,300 jobs. The process typically has a quarter of the carbon footprint of traditional steel manufacturing, but community members say Governor Jeff Landry has betrayed them by ignoring their worries about pollution from the plant. Ascension Parish is in Cancer Alley, a stretch of the Mississippi River where cancer rates are many times the national average. Ann Rolfels with the Louisiana Bucket Brigade says that ties into oil refineries and other fossil fuel plants packed into historically black neighborhoods.
If this proposed Hyundai steel plant were so wonderful, there's no doubt that Hyundai would build it in its own country of South Korea. But instead, Hyundai is exporting pollution to Louisiana. There's just no one standing up for us.
The plant is expected to benefit from a state subsidy, a 10-year exemption on local property taxes for new or expanded industrial sites. Some residents feel the long-term economic benefits will outweigh costs, but Ashley Gagnard with community group Rural Roots says residents have questions no one is answering.
When will the community have a choice on how will their health be affected? How will this steel plant dispose of the excess metals? How will the metal affect the air? Will cobalt be a part of the problem? We are asking for answers in West Ascension on the new steel plant.
New EPA leadership is looking to roll back climate and clean air rules. Administrator Lee Zeldin says they should rescind the 2009 finding that greenhouse gases endanger human health and the environment, but several states are moving in the opposite direction. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is suing the administration and is promoting a six-part proposal to accelerate clean energy projects. Molly Parzin with Conservation Voters of Pennsylvania says they hope Shapiro's lightning plan will not only boost cheaper renewables, but also help rural communities to cut their energy costs.
We want to give families who are struggling with high electricity bills the option to opt into clean energy and access cheaper clean energy through things like community solar, community geothermal, and other types of projects that can generate for multiple households.
The plan would set the goal of having Pennsylvania generate more than a third of its energy from clean sources by 2035, but some critics say Shapiro's plan would actually sustain or even increase the use of fossil fuels. The Trump administration is on the defensive after national security officials accidentally included Jeffrey Goldberg, the editor-in-chief for The Atlantic, in a text message about upcoming plans to attack the Houthis in Yemen. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is denouncing Goldberg and denying it even happened. Hegseth has been cracking down on leaks of sensitive information, including using polygraphs on defense personnel to understand how reporters got certain information. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for a probe into how a security breach of this magnitude could have occurred. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.